This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
On this day, in 1773, occurred one of the major events that started the American Revolution. It's known in history as the Boston Tea Party. In the preceding months, the British had imposed heavy taxes on the colonists, while at the same time giving a monopoly to the East India Tea Company to sell tea in the colonies without paying taxes, thereby underselling the American merchants. The Americans decided they had had enough of taxation without representation and were going to stage a protest. A band of about 60 Massachusetts patriots, calling themselves Sons of Liberty, led by Samuel Adams, dressed up like Mohawk Indians with tomahawks, boarded three ships in the Boston Harbor and threw 342 chests of tea into the sea. The patriots did no damage to the ships or its crew. The whole event was remarkably peaceful. The electrifying news of the Boston Tea Party spread, igniting the resistance that ultimately culminated in the demand for independence. By modern standards, the level of taxes that sparked the Boston Tea Party was low. Today, Americans are suffering a crushing burden of taxes. Americans now work 65 days a year, on average, to pay their share of the cost of government. That's more money than the average family spends on food or spends on health and medical care. However, millions of Americans don't pay any income tax at all. Last year, one-third of the tax returns filed, that's 42 million people, had so many credits and deductions that they had no tax liability at all. Another 15 million Americans did not earn enough income last year even to be required to file a tax return. That means about 40% of the American people are outside of the income tax system. You hear complaints that the Bush tax cut benefited only the rich. That's a lie. The biggest beneficiaries of the Bush tax cuts were the increased number of Americans who pay no income tax at all.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, last week, history was made in the United States of America. Something that rarely happens took place. And we as Americans should be proud. The people elected to represent us actually represented us. That's right. They actually listened to us for once. And they voted 239 to 182 to pass the Border Protection, Anti-Terrorism, and Illegal Immigration Control Act of 2005. This act authorizes building of a fence along parts of the U.S.-Mexico border. This act will enlist the military and local law enforcement to stop illegal aliens from entering into this country. This act will require employers to finally verify the legal status of their workers. There are many other parts of this bill, folks. Good parts. One of my favorite is the end of the catch and release for non-Mexican illegal aliens. It will make drunken driving a deportable offense, and it will make the unlawful presence in this country a felony rather than a civil offense. When I said that our representatives listened to us, I meant that. Because not only did they pass these measures with the bill, they refused. I mean flat out refused to allow any mention of a guest worker amnesty. No mention. They tried to put it in. Congressman Jeff Flake of Arizona, a vicious enemy of the American people, tried to his damnedest to insert such an amendment. Regardless of what the American people wanted, he tried to put it in there. But those valiant members of the House of Representatives, both Republican and some Democrats, stood fast and refused his chicanery. Frank doesn't get it, folks. He never has. And why you people of Arizona keep voting this clown into office is beyond me. I don't get it. Is it because he's got an R next to his name? Or maybe you just like to have an idiot to pick on. If that's your reason, this guy's perfect. He's perfect. He sucks. He really does. And he tries all he can to do away with this country. He said recently, quote, nobody is advocating the deportation of 11 million illegal aliens, unquote. You are a liar, Mr. Flake. You are a liar and a sack of beef manure. That's right, because this is exactly what the American people want and have said to you and to Congress and to the president many, many, many times. We are proud, folks, of what our representatives have done, and we applaud them. We applaud them for bringing a bill that was enforcement only. That is what we as Americans want. We want enforcement only. And that's what we got. And we are proud of that. Having said that, let me tell you this. We won't get that representation from the Senate. Don't even think about it. They are elitist of the worst kind, and we damn sure will not, I say will not, be represented in the Senate. They're going to bring a bill that's probably 100% amnesty. They will pass that bill, and then they will attempt to merge the two bills, the enforcement-only House bill, the good bill, and the elitist amnesty-only Senate bill. And with one vote, we will be stuck with what the president, the Senate, the majority of the Democratic Party, and Republicans like Jeff the Flake want. Amnesty. Trust me. When I tell you that the Senate is not going to listen to you if you call them, do not waste your time on the Senate. What we must do is convince our valiant House members to resist any bill with any mention of any gas worker amnesty program. We don't want it. We won't accept it. And those who vote for it will be punished. We will take away their money, their jobs, and leave them with a pension, standing outside looking in, wondering what the hell went wrong. We must flex our American muscles now and demand representation again, just like we got last week. We have the power if only we use it. In a statement issued by Tom Tancredo on this bill, he reminded us of that power that I speak of. Tom said, quote, the fact that Congress was forced to discuss immigration reform in itself is a victory for my allies. Such a victory has been years in the making, and credit is due to the millions of Americans who attended town halls, wrote letters to the editor, called talk radio shows, and even defended the border on their own. I thank them wholeheartedly for their efforts, and I am deeply honored by the support they have shown me and my congressional allies, end quote. That's Tom Tancredo, folks. That's the guy that we look to. That's the guy that we applaud. That's the guy that we put all of our juice behind because he's leading the charge. He is our general. Our president should be our general, but the president sucks. So this guy should be applauded for what he has done for America. We thank him. And it is people like him and J.D. Hayworth and others who have stood up on this issue. There are some who are middle of the roaders whose names I will not mention. And there are some like Colby and Flake and Cannon and McCain who have a disdain for this country so bad and so deep that they will allow it to be overrun by an illegal alien horde that drowns us daily. And without people like Tom Tancredo, without people like J.D. Hayworth, and Dana Rohrabacher and others, those are the people that we applaud. Those are the people that we should be getting behind and not behind these ones who don't do what we want them to. Jeff Flake should be out of office. Colby's afraid he's running with his tail between his legs. Cannon should be out of office. It's not easy to get out people like Jackson Lee and Conyers and the rest because they're so entrenched in their racism and being in office due to race-only policies that those people that are putting them in love what they do. But those of us who are Americans of all colors and races and backgrounds should be for those who are doing the right thing. We thank you, Tom. We thank you, Tom Tancredo. And we thank those who represent us. And I mean that with a capital R, represent us. We know you're there for us, Tom. And we want you to know that we ain't going away, ever. We're going to hold their feet to the fire. We're going to push their face down in the mud. We're going to take the jobs from them. We're going to withhold votes and money. And we're going to explain to them that if you don't do what we say, you're out. And we're going to make it hard. And like I said, we ain't going away. Not by a damn sight. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Today we need a nation of Minutemen, citizens who are not only prepared to take arms, but citizens who regard the preservation of freedom as the basic purpose of their daily life, and who are willing to consciously work and sacrifice for that freedom. Do you know who said that? John F. Kennedy. Are you willing to work and sacrifice for your freedom? Considering the state of our nation, you ought to be. Anti-gun politicians today think they can improve society by keeping guns out of the hands of criminals. They pass legislation that only pertains to those who already obey the law. The fact is, gun control increases violent crime by shifting the balance of power to the criminal, while simultaneously disarming helpless victims and lawful citizens. This is Sherry Crawford, Director of Marketing for the Liberty Bells, urging you to defend your right to defend yourself. Visit our website at libertybells.org to get educated and to support the cause. Liberty Bells, we're putting the Second Amendment first.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, President of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Many of us in law enforcement have come from military backgrounds. On Friday, November 11th, we celebrate Veterans Day. In 1921, an unknown World War I soldier was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Ceremonies occurred earlier in England and France, where an unknown soldier was buried in each nation's highest place of honor. These memorial services all took place on November 11th, the anniversary of the end of World War I, which was 11 a.m., the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. This day is now known as Veterans Day. On November 11th of each year, we honor the U.S. veterans who fought on our behalf to protect and serve, the highest calling our nation has. I served in the United States Marine Corps before becoming a deputy sheriff, and say to you, Semper Fidelis. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
The Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight in Memphis, Tennessee at WLRM 1380 AM, KFNX 1100 AM, Phoenix, Arizona, the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. We also want to welcome all those listening on WWCR Short Wave 3.215 megahertz. Welcome to the show tonight. I want to announce tonight, folks, next week is Christmas Day. We will be on the air with a live program. We will not play a recording. We tried to get the night off. You know, people kind of want the holiday off and everything. KRLA said no. So we will be here live next week. Join us here. Don't make me do it by myself. But if you do, that's cool. I'll talk for a whole hour. I'm not beyond that. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you've given, then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And Thursday, folks, the Austin City Council. Now, remember this. Austin, Texas is to the left of San Francisco, believe it or not. The Austin City Council unanimously approved a resolution opposing the Minutemen in their city. That's right. The resolution cites concerns over civilians taking immigration law into their own hands. It's a toothless resolution, folks, and all it does is direct the city manager to report any, quote, vigilante, unquote, activities to the city council. Now, at a time when our country is being overrun by hordes of illegal aliens thundering trampling hordes of illegal aliens, the Austin City Council will tell you that illegal immigration is, quote, a federal issue, unquote. It's amazing how they've done nothing to fix the problem. They bash an organization like the Minutemen, who have gone out of their way with their own expense, unbiased, and a group filled with ranks of people of all races to do the job that the federal government has refused to do. Now, all of a sudden, the city of Austin is taking a stand concerning illegal immigration. Remember, a federal issue, but they're taking a stand, but they're on the wrong side. Wouldn't you know it? It seems that now these people want to take a side because they've been pushed. They've been brought this initiative by a resolution of a organization called it's a Quaker organization called American Friends Service Committee. These Quakers have jumped up and said that we need to amnesty people. We shouldn't have anybody asking questions. You know, this Quaker organization need to go sell some puff wheat and puff rice somewhere. That's what they need to do, or oil, or whatever they do. I don't know what they do, but go do that and stay out of the business of this country if you're not going to stand up for America. I got nothing against anybody's religion. But when you start poking your religion, as the Catholic Charities do, into the welfare of the United States of America, then you need to sit down and shut up. The bottom line is, neither this organization nor the Austin City Council will stop the Minutemen from doing one thing. The Minutemen will be in Austin. They will exercise their First Amendment rights. They will come and go as they please. It ain't a damn thing you can do about it to stop them. And that's the way it's going to be. This week, the Austin City Council, you suck, but you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Let's get right to our guests, folks. Now, you know me. I hate politicians. I can't stand them. But every once in a while, you get a guy that comes along that you like. And I don't make this boast too often, but I put this guy right up on the level with Tom Tancredo. How many times have you heard me say that? I don't do it often, but I've seen this guy in action. I know what he does. I've seen his work. I've seen his attitude. I've seen his love for this country. And I'm going to tell you, this is a great American, and that's why we brought him on tonight, Brian Bilbray. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I'm honored, Terry. I really am. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see if Austin has the same attitude about their neighborhood watch. Are they saying they don't use neighborhood watch in their city? One of the greatest successes of fighting crime in the last 20 years. I used to be a mayor, and everybody knows that community involvement in crime prevention is essential. What it really comes down to is the fact that they don't want the laws enforced.
Period. That's the problem.
I mean, to call the Minutemen a vigilante and then be operating, neighborhood watch is so hypocritical. It just absolutely. And then to say it's a federal issue while they sit there and encourage cities and counties and states to give benefits to illegal aliens, encouraging them to come across the border, enticing them to break our immigration laws,
absolutely,
is absolutely absurd.
And turning their city and other cities, encouraging other cities to be sanctuary cities. And that's all it is, Brian. It's just another sanctuary city. And what irks me about it is these people are nonviolent. The Minutemen are nonviolent. They're nonracial. There's people there of all races. And guess what? They just turn their back on those facts and say that these people are vigilantes running wild, running amok, and they're not doing anything of the sort. What they're doing is the job of the federal government. The federal government has not done, and I applaud them for that.
Well, in fact, Terry, you know that calling people vigilantes or racists is the new McCarthyism. You can't argue against the merits of the concept of enforcing your laws. So what they do is they try to impugn people with their intentions and try to smear them the way Joe McCarthy did. And it's just absurd that we allow these lefties to get away with using these tactics. They'd be the first one to say how terrible it would be to do something like McCarthy, and they do it all the time, and this is a good example of it.
Well, you know what, Brian? It's losing its steam, the racism thing, the nativist thing. All that's losing its steam. It doesn't have the punch it used to. And what we do, when they call us a racist, and any of these organizations say that what I say is racist, I say, well, just produce what I said that was racist. Come on, I'll give you a copy of any show you want so you can show me what I said was racist. But let's back up a little bit, organization. Your organization's name is the Mexican American Legal Education Defense Fund. Let's see. You are the National Council of the Race.
La Raza.
LULAC. You are the League of United Latin American Citizens. That's pretty racist to me when you exclude me from your organization. So I don't want to hear any of this crap about being a racist when I know that these people are more racist than anybody else. But
Brian, I want to ask your opinion on the bill that went through on Thursday, or was it Friday? I'm not sure. What do you think of this new immigration bill?
I think we're moving the ball down the court again. There were things that I would have loved to increase on it. I think that it builds on our success, which was a huge success, you know, when we got the Real ID bill through last year. Absolutely a huge success then, and this builds on that. We've got another bill coming down. This had a section of the Calvert bill in it. And Ken Calvert, let me tell you something. There's a lot of unsung heroes out there that you don't hear about, but they've been working on these situations for years, for over, you know, almost two decades. And Calvert was the one with the employer verification of just make sure that when you hire somebody, you end up checking that they're legally in the country. And his bill was moved forward. So things like not having, you know, there's so many of these issues that need to be addressed. And this is, again, we didn't get ourselves in this problem in one piece of legislation.
It took time.
Steady evolution. We're going to have to reverse it the same way. The same way we're going to get rid of the 11 million illegals here, we're not going to do it all at one time.
No.
We're going to do it little by little by making it more uncomfortable for them to prosper illegally
in this country. That's right. Now, when I first got involved in this immigration thing, I remember a House bill called H.R. 7. Do you remember that bill?
Yeah.
Do you have any personal connection to it?
Yeah, well, you know, H.R. 7 was my bill, and I introduced it. And
I remember it well, and it was one of those bills that when it came out, we're going to let you tell the folks what it was about. When it came out, we applauded it. I mean, it was something we had all been looking for, and we were like, yes, finally. You know what I mean? Tell the folks what it was.
Well, H.R. 7 is the birthright citizenship bill, which points out that just because you're born here doesn't mean you get automatic citizenship, that the 14th Amendment conditions those who get the automatic citizenship of those who are subject to the jurisdiction at the time of birth. In other words, your parents had to be obligated, totally subject to the United States government. They had to not only be able to be enforced on laws, but it had to be able to be drafted or tried for treason. Like, tourists don't qualify for that. The sons and daughters of diplomats, though they're born on U.S. soil, don't get automatic citizenship. The Indians did not get automatic citizenship from the 14th Amendment. It was Congress in 1922 gave it to him.
Right.
And so illegal aliens and, this guy who's a terrorist who's claiming he's a U.S. citizen because he was born of Saudi Arabian parents when they were tourists going through. No, they weren't permanent resident aliens. Only permanent resident aliens get to qualify under that. A U.S. citizen, a child of a U.S. citizen is a U.S. citizen anywhere because you're subject to the jurisdiction no matter where you are in the world.
Of your parents.
And, you know, Terry, I come from that. I've been involved in this issue because I grew up right where the Mexican border meets the Pacific Ocean. I was one member of Congress who had actually rescued illegal aliens when they were drowning, recovered their bodies when they drowned, and I saw them slaughtered on the freeways with the bonsai charges.
I remember
and
that.
Everybody who sits there and says they want to give jobs and benefits to illegals are responsible for everybody who's dying at the border.
That's
Don't
right.
blame the Minutemen. The Minutemen are trying to stop the people from dying. Stop them from coming across. The people that are encouraging them are people like the state of California giving in-state tuition or giving driver's licenses or giving, you know, jobs to people and say, come on in. We want to give you this stuff. Just break the law.
They are aiding and abetting the breaking of our laws. Now, you were in the Congress of the United States when you brought up H.R. 7. You were there for two terms.
Three terms.
Excuse me. I stand corrected. Tell us the latest.
The latest is that I was also there when we passed the 96 Reform Act, which said that
That took away welfare from legal resident aliens, if I remember correct.
And it took away, said no benefits should be given to illegal aliens. States should not be violating the separations of power by encouraging illegal immigration when immigration is a federal jurisdiction. And so what we did with that is we said, you know, this is one of those things where they say, well, it's a federal issue. Yeah, it's a federal issue. You shouldn't be encouraging people to break federal law.
Federal laws, that's right. Like bank robbery and interstate flight and other things, they're all federal issues. The state should not be encouraging it. We need you back in Congress, Brian.
Well, what happened to me, though, is we have passed that says if your in-state tuition should not be given to somebody who's illegally in the country unless you offer that same in-state tuition to every U.S. citizen, no matter where they're from. And when I brought my children back from Virginia, they were told that they had to pay out-of-state tuition while illegal aliens were getting in-state tuition. Now, I've been paying taxes here for decades, but because I dared to allow my kids to graduate from a Virginia high school, they said that they were going to have to pay
out-of-state
tuition. And then when I told them, but wait a minute, there's a federal law, they said, well, we don't recognize that law. How many Americans, legal resident Americans, are being discriminated against by the state of California, and they don't know it because they weren't in Congress when this bill passed? And that's why last week we dropped a lawsuit on the college systems of California.
Good.
Saying you're violating the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens by charging out-of-state tuition. You have one of two choices, California. You either offer it to everyone
or take it away from the illegal.
Take it away from illegal aliens.
That's right.
You can't offer one to an illegal alien, somebody who's breaking the law, and then not offer it to somebody who's legally in the country.
And this is going to cost the system millions of dollars, and I love it. It's good. Brian, we got about four more minutes. I want to tell people that you are running for Congress again. Thank goodness. We missed you. We need you back. We need you standing there with Tom and with J.D. Hayworth and the others. We need you guys standing there together. Which district are you running for?
I'm running for the 50th district. And, you know, I've been back there. In fact, J.D. and I were just talking about should we get this bill through the House and then wait for the Senate to bring it forward. So I was back last week working with them, with Tom and J.D. on this issue. But I'm running for the 50th District of California. Anybody wants to contact me can contact me at Brian@Bilbray, B-I-L-B-R-A-Y, forcongress.com. And they can get access to me that way. But it's a district that was opened up with the resignation of Cunningham. And it's a large portion of my old district that when they gerrymandered the issue, which the governor was right about, the gerrymandering was outrageous. But
there's quite a few people running for this office.
Everybody and their brother are running. And
right.
You know, let's face it, there's a lot of good people that want to do a lot of good things on this.
Right.
A lot of them want to address that.
The only input I would have, and I don't endorse people, the only input I would have is your experience in Congress and your track record. That's the only thing I can say. I mean, you've got the experience. You have been there. You've done good things while you're there. You're well known, and your track record is before anybody who wants to decide who to vote for.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. It's one of the big reasons why I went to Congress was to address this issue. And since I've been out of Congress, I've been, you know, working with FAIR to help move these. This is the one reason why I keep going back to Washington, is to address the immigration issue. And I'd like to be able to go back and have the right to. I can get on the floor and listen to Tom and listen to King and Hayworth, but I would like the ability again, like the good old days, to stand on the floor and do floor speeches with Tom. And I've proposed to him that we ought to make Wednesday evening a report on American security to America, and that the Immigration Caucus should report every Wednesday night about what's going on immigration to the American people by using C-SPAN.
Simple question. If you are elected to Congress, will you join Tom Tancredo's Immigration Reform Caucus?
Oh, I was on it when I left, and I'd be on it when I come in.
This is one we asked of Mr. Campbell, and he said no, and a few others have said no. But that is a basic question that we ask of anybody. I already knew the answer, but I wanted you to say it so the folks could hear you. Brian, I got to go. I got a lot to get done in
this
1 hour.
Thank you very much,
Terry. We're gonna have you on again. We anything you want us to do, you call us and let us know. If you've got something you want to say, you have this program to say it. I give you that.
Okay. Well, all I ask you is, don't hold back. Don't be such a shrieking violet. Tell it the way you really feel it, okay?
I will do just that, Brian.
Thank you very much.
God bless. We appreciate all you've done for the country. We wish you the best.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care, buddy. Good guy there, folks. Brian Bilbray, the real deal. I've seen him in action. I've seen what he can do. I remember one night we did the show live from Washington, D.C., and him and Tom both came in and did the show live in the studio there. And a caller called with some of this ridiculous Reconquista Aslan crap. And I leaned forward to tell the guy what I thought of it, and Brian Bilbray pushed me back away from the mic as if to say, I got this. And he aped the guy. I mean, really let him have it. I mean, it was really great to see him spring forward so quickly with so many answers. It was really good. He's a good guy, folks. You know me. I don't tell you to vote or who to vote for. But this guy is for us. This is foremost in his mind, the subject of illegal immigration. So you may want to give him a look. You can go to his website and see there. Or you can link on to it from our website. I'm going to play a little clip tonight, folks. You know, I play the ones of those people that we don't like and those who don't like us quite a bit, because I want you to hear what they say. This is a very to-the-point quote. A man said it when he was in dire straits, worried about his community. He didn't say it from any racial point of view. He said it because he saw what was happening. I have to agree with him. I would have asked the same question had I been in his shoes. This is Mr. Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans.
How do I make sure?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Western Extension or Traffic School. Go to lasuperiorcourt.org. I'm Scott Green of Newstalk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Dr. Kathy Fields and I created Proactive Solution because acne is the number one problem we see in our practices. As dermatologists, we treat acne as a physical condition. But what really affected us was seeing the emotional toll acne takes. So maybe you're the one with the breakouts. You shy away from social situations. You avoid being photographed, or you won't leave the house without makeup. So what's preventing you from trying Proactive? My guess is that you're afraid. You're afraid that it just won't work. Afraid to get your hopes up, only to be disappointed. This time you don't have to worry. We are so confident that Proactive will work for you that I'm offering you a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-420-870.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials, with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Show, and we talk about illegal immigration, and we've got a full board. Yeah, what else is new? I want to remind everybody again, next week is Christmas Day. I will be here live doing the show. We're going to get to everybody on the line, but before we do, let's have a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Terry. And
tell us what's happening with gold this week.
Well, you know, we've been tracking gold. Gold, you know, it's definitely, there's a trend. It's moving upwards. And what I'd like to share with your listeners is that, you know, gold makes an excellent Christmas gift this holiday. It's something they can hold on to. It's real currency. Gold is going up in value. And for people out there that are getting ready for 2006, you're looking at diversifying your portfolio.
Can you imagine getting gold for Christmas? I mean, can you imagine the how people would feel about that? Wow. They would know that you really love them, wouldn't they, Jonathan?
It's something special to give someone.
That
and it's
is.
Something that you want to hold on to. You can get your gold for yourself and for Christmas through the Capital Gold Group. We have a few specials going on this month, so you have to give us a call. But if they call this evening, Terry, they'll get our $20 booklet, and it will show them everything they need to know about purchasing gold, how to store it, how to sell it, how really the whole transaction works. It's very easy. Gold is going up in value. This is the time to diversify. So get this booklet. It's a $20 value. Everyone gets it for free. 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 1-800-510-9594. And I have to say, Terry, we've had listeners call in. They've received their gold. They're happy. They're making money. You know, this isn't that we're just coming on your show today
no.
and we're gone tomorrow.
And Jonathan, I must say I've gotten emails from listeners who have invested with you, have gotten gold. They were happy with the response. They were also happy with the service, and they were happy with the feel. They were happy that they could touch their investment anytime they wanted to. They could put their hands on it. They were very satisfied. I must say that.
Don't forget, this is better than paper. This
it is.
Solid gold. It's, you know, it's virtually indestructible. It can't be printed like the Federal Reserve print money today. Gold is going up in value. Paper's going down. Give us a call. Find out how you can get your gold, especially for Christmas. 1-800-510-9594. Gold isn't as that expensive to own as you think. 1-800-510-9594, and all your callers tonight get the free booklet on gold.
Well, we appreciate that, Jonathan. You can also read about it this month in Forbes magazine. You can give Jonathan a call tonight at 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show in case you missed it. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Terry. And also, they can check us out at safeasgold.com, www.safeasgold.com.
Okay. Jonathan, thanks a lot. You take care.
Thanks, Terry. God bless.
All right. Let's get to the phones, folks. Let's see. Let's just pick one. Let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, first of all, I would like to say Merry Christmas. I'll be working next Sunday this time. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to you and all of yours, your beautiful wife who we've met. I would also like to say I'd like to give a big shout-out to the mayor of Costa Mesa in California. His name is Alan Mansour. This guy, unlike a lot of mayors, unlike our own president, is doing something. He's really trying to do something about illegal immigration. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, he's really trying to make sure that his police force can actually question the legal status of illegal immigrants in his city. He's trying to do something. Well, there is a site in the city of Costa Mesa that does cater to illegal immigrants. He's trying to do something about it. And about a week ago, Jennifer and I, we were listening to George Putnam. And he was with George Putnam. He was saying the two biggest reasons he's doing something about this, one, it's what the American citizens want.
That's the key, Ron.
It's the right thing.
That's right. It's what the American people want. And you know what gets me? They don't seem to understand. These politicians don't seem to understand. You don't do what you want. You do what we want.
Absolutely.
Now you can make a suggestion to us as a politician, and we may think you're right. But in the end, you must represent what we want represented.
Absolutely. And you know, Terry, if every mayor, if every council person, if our own president were to think just those two ways that Alan Mansour of Costa Mesa thinks, it's what the American citizens want, and it's what's right.
That's right. And we applaud them for that. We really
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. I applaud this guy.
Yep.
It's
rare. Compare him to Austin, Texas, Ron. Compare him to what they're doing in Austin, Texas, with their sanctuary city and going against the Minutemen. It's just appalling to me. It really is.
It really is. And, you know, Terry, our own city in Orange, California, we may as well be a sanctuary city.
Well, you are. You are. You're not may as well be. You are. That's what Orange County is. Orange County has turned into one of the big sanctuary areas. In fact, the whole state of California, it's rare that you will find somewhere here that's not a sanctuary. But you know what, Ron? We're working on it. We're doing the best we can. And as Brian Bilbray just said, we're making progress, and that's what counts.
I think we are.
Yep, we are. All right, buddy. My best to Jen. You guys take care.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Let's go to Cherie calling from Valparaiso, Indiana. Cherie, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say Merry Christmas, Terry. I'll be listening next Sunday.
Oh, boy, that's nice to know somebody's going to be here with me. I thought I'd be sitting here by myself.
No, we wouldn't leave you all alone.
Okay, feel free to call in. I'm sure the lines will be open. We'll see. We'll see. We got something special, though.
Oh, good. Well, there's a lot happening in Indiana. We need some help. We need your listeners like Jennifer to get involved. Join iFire and help us out here. We've had a lot of things going on. We've been protesting a local bank here who's giving home loans to illegal aliens. They not only give them loans, but they throw them a party. In the bank, complete with a mariachi band.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they gave these people a $500 gift certificate.
When did we ever get a party at a bank, you know?
I know.
Maybe a foreclosure party or something like that. We never get anything. You know what I tell people all the time? I see what they're doing for illegals and Hispanics, too. I see what these banks and these companies are doing. And I tell them, you know, black folks, we never got that. We never got any of that. How come we don't get it in our community here in L.A.? We never got anybody reach out to us. Nothing special.
Well, you know what? Our governor is calling illegal aliens the new Americans.
Well, we got a term for them, too. We say they're the new something else. I can't say it on the air.
Well, a bunch of us older Americans don't like it very much because we're paying for these new Americans who aren't even Americans. They don't even have the decency to come here legally.
No, they don't. And, you know, I did the Lou Epton show in Vegas a couple of weeks ago, and a guy called up there and said, well, you should be happy. I came here and learned your language, and I assimilated. I said, you know what? I don't care if you assimilate. I don't want you here. I don't want you assimilating at all. I don't want you here. It's not a matter of whether you come here and like me or don't like me. If you come here legally, I accept you. I will accept you as a potential American. And when you become an American, you're just as good as somebody born here. But don't tell me what you've done for me. You've done nothing but violate my country, my sovereignty, and my way of life. And Cherie, that angers me.
I know, it does me too. And I have no problem with legal immigrants realizing the American dream, but I don't like the Americans losing that dream and
Absolutely.
Actually having it turn into a nightmare for them.
We're going to have to stop illegal immigration, and we're going to have to set illegal immigration back to traditional levels. I mean, it's out of control. We're taking in 1.2 million a year and 1 million illegals. That's 2.2 million per year. And guess what? They're trying to increase legal and amnesty the illegals. This is insane.
I know, and they're going to make it even worse in Indiana because now they're trying to give driving certificates to illegal aliens. They're having a hard time giving them driver's licenses. They want to give them a certificate like they do in Tennessee and Utah.
Cherie, I get angrier when I see what's happening in Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee and the Carolinas than I do what's happening here. This is a traditional illegal alien destination, and we've had it for years. Not to this number that we've got now, but we did have it. But to see what's going on back there, places that never had illegal immigration now, it's really outrageous. They make the claim here about the American Southwest was once theirs. They're going to take it back. What the hell are they doing in Indiana? That was never part of Mexico or Spain. But they say they're going to take the whole country. And you know what? I'm starting to believe them.
Well, I know. When I first started this, my goal was to keep Indiana from turning into California. But it's happening even faster than I can believe it.
It's going to get worse. And all I can say is this. We're going to have to fight against it harder and harder. We've got people of all walks of life. We've got all races. We've got all ages, all persuasions, all sizes, heights, weights, and everything else of Americans who want to get involved in this. We have some legal resident aliens who are on our side who are also fighting this fight. So we're going to have to just keep on doing what we're doing, Cherie. And I want to thank you for what you do with iFire. That's iFire.org, right?
Yes.
That's your organization. I want to appreciate, thank you for all the stuff you guys do back there in Illinois and Indiana, in that area. It's tough, but we're just going to have to keep it going. I got to go, kid. Thanks
for all you do, Terry.
My best to your beautiful mother.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
And to Melanie.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. That's Indiana, folks. Things are going on all over this country, and it's not getting any better or any worse for them. It's getting better for them and worse for us, and it's just something we're going to have to stop. Let's go to Ron calling from South Central L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Listen, today was a wonderful day for me. And it took the Los Angeles Police Department at the Southwest Division 25 years to write a police report on a gang of illegal alien filth who have been blasting out this entire neighborhood for 25 years. My father's had 10 strokes in 5 years. And to Mr. Roy Burns from the Sheriff's Department, I take care of this man religiously. He's had 10 strokes. He's a disabled Marine Corps veteran, World War II, 5th Marine Division. All of the strokes he's had right on this property because of this gang of filth next door being allowed by the Southwest Division Police Department in Los Angeles County to allow this gang to literally blast this entire neighborhood out with live music.
Well, you know, Ron, that's my police division also, and I've seen what they do. If you call them up and say that there's too much noise, they'll come out. Usually you get two Mexican police in the car who will do absolutely nothing but ride by. They got their skinheads and tattooed down with jailhouse tats on their neck and everywhere else, and nobody says a word about that. They just ride by, and if you got white police or black police, they're afraid to say anything. And they treat these people like they're the chosen people, and they can't say anything about them. These parties, we never had a party on my street until these people started moving in. When I say these people, I mean newly arrived, non-English speaking, Spanish speaking people who live 20 in a house. That's who I'm talking about. And it angers me that now every other house is having a party every weekend. I mean, it's just outrageous. What is it to party for? And if you're going to party, why are you going to disturb your neighbors and keep them up half the night and the police do nothing?
Terry Anderson, I'm going to tell you something. This black officer that came out here tonight, I found out she's my senior lead officer. I honor this woman, Amanda E. Castile. And by God, she's the first person I've ever seen come out here and even show an interest. She got that old, book. I said, I'm going to write a police report. And I said, young lady, you're the very first one who ever has. This gang took this live music out in the parking lot without a permit.
You have to have a permit to have live music, Ron.
Well, they've never had to have one because of the fact they're illegal aliens.
And, well, I take that back then. They don't have to have anything.
And of course. But you and me do that? Woo! They bring a SWAT team.
Yeah, they do.
Listen, Terry.
All right, Ron, you take care.
My God, Merry Christmas to you and your lovely family, and God be with you, my brother.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right, Ron.
Good night, sir.
Let's go to Adam calling from Austin, Texas. Adam, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing? I'm a small business owner from Austin, Texas, and I'm Hispanic.
Yes, sir.
And pretty much the reason for me calling is just to let you know that it's affecting just people's attitudes towards illegal aliens is projected onto Hispanics that have been here all their lives, that their parents have been here all their lives.
That's not
and
fair.
It's affecting, it's affecting my business. And the thing is, I'd like to let people know this is reminiscent of what African Americans had to go through. I mean, and the thing is, African Americans had presence of mind to go against this and. There's different types of people, and thing is, there's Hispanics, and then there's these illegal filth, as you would put it, or as anyone else would put it.
It just makes
me sick.
Adam, allow
on how people want to categorize and generalize people like myself.
Adam, allow me to say this, Adam. It's wrong if people generalize with you. About a third of our listeners and supporters of this show are American Hispanics, and some of them are immigrants. Some legalized. I mean, some are legal resident aliens, and some have become citizens. So we are not racial on this show whatsoever. Some of my best friend, my best buddy in the whole world is of Mexican descent. Lives in El Paso, Texas.
I'm not saying that.
No. I'm doing a disclaimer for you, and I am telling people that they cannot discriminate against you because you are Hispanic. Hispanic, Latino, Latin, or whatever. You are an American citizen, and they should not take their prejudice over onto you. Our prejudice should be to illegal aliens, period.
That sounds good, Terry, but subconsciously, people are less likely to go to my business than an African American's business or a white man's business for the simple fact that I am Hispanic.
Well,
and,
in my neighborhood,
I mean, the thing is, people have to get that out of their mind.
They do, Adam. I totally agree. In my neighborhood, Hispanics will not. Patronize black businesses whatsoever. So I know there's a lot of prejudice going both ways, and I condemn it. I will not condone it. It is wrong, and I will do all I can to help you get past that.
I need for the government and everybody does, to make these people pay taxes and stop making taxpayers pay for them to have babies. I'm
absolutely
so tired of seeing 20 babies running around and no one's taking care of them. And, oh, who's taking care of the Medicare and everything? Taxpayers. I'm sick of it.
Well, Adam, I got to go. Thank you so much for the call. Folks out there,
I'm sick of it.
If you're in Austin, Texas, you patronize this man. We must patronize our fellow Americans. This man is my brother, and he is my brother based on his nationality, not his race, his nationality. That is the word nation. He is from the same place I am from, and I will applaud him for being an American and calling the show, and I'm sorry this is happening. Adam, thanks for the call. You call us again. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Evelyn calling from the city of Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. Well, I don't want them to pay taxes. I want them out of here.
No, I don't want to pay taxes either.
Okay, I want to talk about, first of all, this the bill that just came through Congress this week. A lot of it is due to Jim Gilchrist and what he did, and that he ran for Congress in the 48th District, and they are afraid of him. And they're starting to feel like they're afraid of us. But our newly elected representative, John Campbell, who, by the way, stated publicly that he will not join Tom Tancredo's immigration.
Well, you notice that was one of the first things I asked of Brian Bilbray.
Yes. And
that is a question we must ask of every potential congressman nowadays. Will you, yes or no, will you join?
Yes. And he said, no, he will not ever join Tom Tancredo's immigration
reform. He sucks, too.
And he said that he is very much in favor of the FTAA, which we know does away with our national sovereignty.
That is a killer. Yep.
Right. Well, they gave John Campbell a bone. The party said, here, you give this amendment to the legislation to do away with sanctuary cities, to make him look good. So he did. He offered that amendment, and I don't think it came out of his own brain.
Probably not.
But I call him at least now. I'm going to be calling him at least two or three times a week to tell him that I'm watching what he does, and I'm watching. I expect him to stand up and make a public spectacle of himself saying, I will not accept the Senate amnesty bill. I will not have it be part of our bill. And I'm going to ask him to say that. And everyone in the 48th Congressional District has to call John Campbell and tell him we're watching you. And by the way, how did you like the way J.D. Hayworth told Fox to shut up?
He told him just shut up. Don't you love it?
Keep out of our business and shut
absolutely
up.
Absolutely. All right, Ev, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. J.D. Hayworth did do that. Tell you guys, he is a stand-up guy. Let's go to Eric calling from Los Angeles. Eric, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. First, I just want to say hello to Lupe Moreno of Latinos for American Immigration Reform.
A stand-up guy. Of a lady.
A lady, yeah. regarding Fox, I want to say that every time he opens his big, fat mouth, Americans who are involved in this movement have to give him a big thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I've said that before. When they make these racist statements and some of the things they say, these organizations and Fox and some of his people, every time they do it, they get an American off the couch.
They help us.
Yep, they get an American
they
off the couch.
The more outrageous things Fox says, the better it is for us.
There you go.
It pisses Americans off.
It does. You're absolutely
right.
That's
all I want to say.
Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Call me again.
All right.
Take care. Let's go to Brian calling from San Diego. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, hey, Terry, listen, man, I want to respond to that one guy, man, they called from Austin. And I understand, man, he might be feeling some backlash and so forth with what's going on as far as this whole illegal immigration thing. But I'm just kind of sick of these Hispanics, man, you know, using black people. I mean, and saying that it's kind of like what African Americans went through. I want everybody to know within the sound of my voice, man, that Africans were brought here, you know, at gunpoint, okay? Illegal aliens are coming over here on their own volition. Nobody's forcing them to come over here. That's a far cry from somebody being forced to come over to this country and
difference.
Be slaves in this country.
One other thing, Brian, you're absolutely right. There's a difference. And I would say this to Adam, who called from Austin. I will not condone that somebody's giving him a backlash. I will never condone that, and I'm sure you won't either. But part of that backlash comes because people like him, or not necessarily him, but people who are also Hispanic Americans, have not spoken up. And if more Hispanics were like Lupe and her sister Angie and some of these other people, Mr. Vasquez up in Idaho, if they spoke up more and showed that they were Americans, there would be less of a backlash because since they're so silent, people think they're in accord with what the illegal aliens do.
Well,
so you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
they're aiding and abetting their own people, man, and that's what it is. And what it comes down to is what your call screener said. It comes down to DNA. If the people that are coming over here illegally look like them and speak the same language as they speak, then they give them a pass. But if these were black people that were pouring across that border, they'd be jumping up and screaming and yelling. Like everyone else.
Africans, West Indians, they would be having a fit and talking about, no, the Mayate's got to go. That's what they would be saying.
Absolutely.
Take care, Brian. Let's go to Jerry calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll listen to you on Christmas night.
Okay, good. Give me a call, too. I'll be here all alone.
Well, I'll probably give you a call.
All right, Jerry.
I have two things. One, I hope my phone's better than it was last Wednesday night. And secondly, I'd support Don. It's Don Goldwater. For governor
of state of Arizona. That's right.
That's right. And you Texans out there, remember this. When they surrendered at the Alamo, the ones who were alive, they didn't shoot them. They took them out and they hacked them to death. That's an actual record from my understanding, from historical fact.
We definitely have to remember the Alamo. No doubt.
Well, don't forget to remember Luca. He has that on his record, too.
Luca's a
good
guy.
On his CD. And the last but not least, in 2007, but I'm going to see if I can have it brought back in 2006, Disney is going to bring back Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln has that favorite phrase of his, which I'll paraphrase, not all the armies across the Rio Grande Mountains or go up or sail up the Mississippi River. The problem will come from within. The problem is here, brothers. It is when we're in. I'll tell you, our men, they're going to win, and we're going to win this fight because it's God, family, and country, and God bless Terry Anderson.
And, Jerry, you know what? Let me just say this to you before you go. You say from within. That means not just the politicians who are betraying us. It also means us, those of us who do nothing, say nothing, go nowhere, say nothing to our politicians, demand anything. We continue to vote for those who do us wrong. We continue to send money to those who do us wrong. The power is there. You heard the comment I gave from Tom Tancredo. He said, you people did this. I thank you for it. And that means we must do more to continue this going. Jerry,
The Lord is on our side. He wants those people to go home.
He wants them to obey the law. He said they must obey the law.
Country great like ours.
Got to go, Jerry. Thanks for the call, buddy. I want to remind everybody, folks, that number we gave out, that's the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com, Jonathan Rose. Give them a call at 1-800-510-9594. And I want to remind you this week with the swings, two really good ones, Lead Bullet Loons and Loony Lefties, and the other one is Two Ghetto Boys. Really good stuff this week with the swings on our website. You can go there and read it. Let's go real quick to Jennifer from Orange. Jennifer, you got about 20 seconds.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine. How you doing, Kim?
Oh, great. I just want to say that I want to talk about the bill that just passed in Congress.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad it passed. And what we need to do now is contact our senators, whatever state you're in. In my state, it's Boxer and Feinstein, and say that we want no amnesty and no guest worker program. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you so much, Jen. I want to encourage people to call also. I don't know how much the senators are going to listen to, but you can give them a call. Thanks, Jen. You take care.
We hope they do.
All right.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And more important than that, folks, call this Congressman. Call your House of Representatives people and tell them do not accept anything that's got a guest worker amnesty. We do not want it. We will not accept it. Next week is Christmas Day. We will be here live. I'm inviting everybody to come back and listen. We'll be here. We won't be on but an hour. You can take that away from the turkey and the family. Maybe turn on the radio. Let the family hear how outrageous I am. You never know what they'll say. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue and Camelback. Support him when you're in Phoenix, folks. Buy a new car, used car, get your oil changed. He's a good guy. He is one of us. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, who always does our show so fine, so correct, so accurate. We just love this guy. He's a great kid. I want to also thank Les Blinkhorn, my producer, for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. The calendars will be out soon. The Terry Anderson Show calendars 2006. To get yours, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. If you give money by PayPal, send us a note, tell us you gave money in PayPal, we will send you a calendar also. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about all the time, the most important ones. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeepportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, that's right, Christmas Day, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.